Welcome to Evil Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka.
All right. So.
Yes.
Today's topic, Emeka, do you want to do the honors?
I will do the honors. Today's topic is, what influence have your immigrant parents had on your initial career choice? Let's go there. And as you can see, I'm in my hoodie because I feel somehow about this topic. I feel deeply about it because about it going.
Okay.
Hey, Jimayo. Oh, and so okay. All right. Come on, man. Keep me the
mess. Oh, okay. Check. I'm
there.
Okay.
Come on, Jimayo.
Oh man, I'm not really gonna be there. The funny part is that I don't think my parents ever really discussed with me what they wanted me to do.
Wait, pause. Your African parents never discussed you. So, nene nagi, indishi najab ya. I went to Portugal. I said, "Oh, I'm talking to me. Okay, nini na ebanshi."
No.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go.
That's very interesting. Like six of us. They never. Because my sister, initially, in Australia, who was a medical doctor, I don't know if my parents were the ones that sent her that route. But then it didn't work out. She ended up doing her master's in biology.
Okay.
She didn't, like, you know, move forward with a medical doctor then.
Okay.
And also, you know, we were all, like, so random. Like, we're all random kids.
You mean so, different?
Yes, but we're all different kids, you know? And I think more, my parents just... They knew, like, again, I've said this a lot of times, I'm a survivor. So, no, I say that with like, I'm a survivor. So, I think the thing is that they just know that.
I'm going to say, I want to boy big in one now.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, you know, I think we're like, the cats, you know, they jump and they land on their feet.
Mm.
So, it's like a thing where, like, I think they've always assumed I will land on my feet. And maybe they just assume maybe I'll do medicine. I don't know because I know my dad, one thing though is like he made sure I had a good SAT score.
Yeah.
He was not playing. He even like paid for me to take a class, okay. You know, for SAT. But when it came to the actual career, I went behind, you know.
I went behind by you say, actually, you got
teach him down, you know, and, you know, have that conversation. I go, catch him. I truck, he may have.
I'm going to get freedom. Let me clap for them.
But the thing, though, is that it's that thing where they don't discuss it with you.
Okay.
And then, now, if you see, oh, actually, we may have. Had a surprise.
Really?
But it's okay, like, okay, I see, yeah. I see. So, but I never. And then it was like, then when it came time for college, I don't know how natural me made graphic design.
Graphic
design.
No.
Because even at the time, I don't think I added computer science there yet. I'm not sure what happened. I think maybe I took on graphic design first before I even added computer science. And I got graphic design. Oh my goodness. Then when my mom went to the pastor.
My mom reported
me to the pastor.
Yep. So in my mother, right? Nina nine, uncle's aunt, in this shit Africa, Biala Beke. So onraka hama bu three fields. Medicine, law, and engineering. And she Africa Bia with those three fields because those are the three fields that are needed to develop and further the society. Oh, to and that's Nalibo, Nala Yoruba in Ghana, South Africa, in Rwanda. That goes across Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That those three fields, engineering, science, and law, were the main fields that push the society in that part of the world, along with a few others now, like we would say technology, but that kind of falls on engineering too. And of course, entrepreneurship, obviously, that's the biggest one. But in entrepreneurship, we're all 50-50.
That's a new thing.
But, I'm a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be a law now.
Mm-hmm.
So, kam ba ni me otu akukom shibido or ijem shibido.
Okay.
Ni me ya ogem dentakri onwe ndi ma ndi we offices ebe ana ipe no law ipe.
Okay.
So onwe ndi ma ndi we ya o office ha ha we ya aha ha no nelo ozo. So
Yeah, your uncle, right?
Oh, my uncle, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So my guy will say, wow, you know, this is this. So off of the, how can I say, interest. Nebe, But obo tomato biagota women that they might okay. Get him and MJ Bo a lawyer. And I realized that it was what they represented.
Okay.
Advocacy. Attorneys, they represent something. They fight for a cause.
Right.
And that's something that I'm big on. I love to advocate for a cause. You know, just advocacy.
So aside from Biafra?
Aside from Biafra, of course. The Biafra devil, you know. So aside from that, definitely standing up for any kind of cause that's worthwhile, right? And all yeah, butre ihunanya ebe attorneys no. Or that field. But nima ya kemedin takri kembe junior high. Law. So then you go, oh, how am I here? But I'm here. I'm going to say, okay, I'm sorry. But I say, how am I? Okay, you know, just all this say, actually, me here, basa law or ipe no law ipe. Me pa niyagi le uzo uzo ina kipo na me. I say, maybe how close time I'm gonna be laying here, maybe uzo uzo. So I would be more open.
It was almost like
a, I was just like, oh yeah,
like, it's end all.
Yeah, and ima nijoku amaham. Ije honor solo nime ebu a lawyer. Okay, okay.
You just know this is what this is what exactly. They want you to do, but this is your destiny.
But nime ya ama ham okay. Inchadi bu onye na non nulo ipe na me court any gozo le no vut nime ya le honor vut nime ya leke. It's a whole pyramid of stuff. So nijoku nene nine our uncle's aunt from Africa. They push these skills on the kids.
Yeah.
Automatically.
And because look, a lot of people who however, really like, that's why so many people switch. They, you know, they had a bido with biology.
Like a bido biology.
And then in between, they have hair-realized that. But
what is biology? What, like, in a sense, right? Why study biology when you don't need that for med school?
You do. Do you? Like, yeah, it's like a stepping stone.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know. Okay.
I mean, you don't have to.
I didn't know that.
So I don't think you don't have to have a bio degree because you can do chemistry or whatever, but I feel like it's like a foundation because that's questions that you'd be asked in the MCAT.
Okay, so other part, I'm out of Maya.
Because it's like, you know, it's there are questions you'd be asked doing your MCAT.
Okay.
So it's things that
it's better you just
it's better than, know it. Than doing computer science and then going to go take MCAT.
I got to them. Okay.
They're speaking in DNA and then like the other one is speaking in O1s and
okay.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Were you a biology student? You know a lot right there.
No, I ran from biology.
Oh, okay.
I took like literally I passed out all my biology classes.
Oh wow.
I was not interested.
The pass. But nime so Okwanta also nime, you know, on onzo nina nine she me kai soro onoaka angare me nishimbu. So yeah, for me, law but him to the man and nijoku career wise, nigga na oh it be hagwa kam tia kam.
Yeah, and I'm sure that even kinda like it delayed you in a way because yeah. It's like going one route when you realize okay, boop. Not the way,
Find another way. And all you mean, all them pack, indinato, masoke, nananaki, when kibu guagi,
ibani mofi. It might not be for you.
Right, but nimea, inanana, and uncles, aunts, everyone, hapasima, so ileanya nime, a mamihe, oni chokahame, filled up with chokahame.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, mara onye mwage, like marahe mwage.
Mara onye mwage wo.
Yeah, mwage mwage wo.
Ma. Akanuche ya,
yeah.
Ma
mogawe,
akaraka ya, onaka echo kaya me, nime wa. But nime, I don't know now, the ma, all the quite sweet, but it was a transition, you know, yeah. That definitely occurred with people like yourself, of course, and then it occurred with just time, you know, but nime ya, all them pa ka, nene na imasi, nejoku, those schools are beautiful, by the way, medical, I'm still a big fan of Ihembasa law.
Right.
You know, and lawyer, I advocate, I love it.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that. And that's the advocacy nature of lawyers. That's it.
And it's also, it's been what's been thrown in your
face. It's been what's thrown in my face, exactly.
You know, like where it's prime.
Well, yeah, we're conditioned. You know,
whenever something keeps being thrown at you, that this is it, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. This is my destiny.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, engineering, my karma too. You know, so Nimehinile, those three fields are wonderful. And especially for the coming from the African continent, those are necessary fields. So we understand that, you know, the cost, but this is, we've all experienced it.
Yeah, and I think part of it too, you know, is just the fact that Habira, Ibn Hashibia, Habira, because natural, a better life for anyone and everyone else, you know. And then it's like you come to this new place and pretty much they tell you the lay of the land. This is what you do. Nursing, doctor, this is how you make it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you're thinking, okay, so it comes from a good place where they feel this
it's
is the
safety net.
Safety net. I see now it's one of the new ones.
I would be careful in that because technology.
Yeah, but just like I won't know, like in biology.
That's true.
So it's the same thing. But it's like now it's been added to that list.
It's on the list of things you should do. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes, and it's out of fear too. You just need to realize that, you know, there's other things you can do.
And
I know for anyone, it's just that's just that mindset where you know our parents are honestly putting us is where like. I don't know how to explain it because even though child, they have a little bit more freedom, you know. If they want to be teachers, if they want to be, you know, like I don't know, just like just different things like sociology, all of that,
you know.
Enjoy it, you know. But anyway, it's just that fear of like, okay, they want you to. Just, you know, career, like big money, you know?
Capital word is money.
Yeah, that's
money.
So it's like, so for us, we're just doing
the career for money.
We associate good career to money.
That's really it. But we should be associating career to not just money, but to an actual skill set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. I associate it to money, but it's like, in Korea, I want just money. Okay, yeah, well, this is my passion. So, yeah, him give me. You know? And that's that. And they're happy with that. They're able to live their life and still build.
Yeah.
But for anyone, money. I didn't even make this much money. I know, there's just the constant comparison, like, oh, you know, in my own one year, oh, what do you
think? But let's be clear, there's nothing wrong with Ijamada or something. It's a comparison, not a different thing.
So it's that thing where literally equate like career to money. The amount of money you make in the career, the amount of success. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that. You can be a professor and be a successful professor.
You
might not be making the best, but the thing though is like you yourself, you know you're in a good career.
Yeah.
You might be the best teacher, everyone loves you. You know, you're like really just making a difference, you know? But for anyone. This bringing it back. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like how that perception. Whereas like for us, we connect good career to money.
Yes.
And it's not. Yeah. It's like police officer. Oh, it's to one you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we good career because it we going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then detective, we going on there.
But that's the thing. But it's like, why is it that you know why is it not okay to just make like you know 50K and be happy? It shouldn't be the rubric.
It should be skill first, then career.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes we forget too that it's not. You know. Because it's like, okay, you come home, you're not happy and stuff like that, but because you have money, it's success. But how are the people, I think both are fine.
Mm.
You should be able to still, if you want to be a policeman or a firefighter, you know, as long as it's making you happy and you have income and you're taking care of your family, that's good. But find you one. Yeah, I'll be enough. You know, you need to deal with the big house. It's a job, but I'm not sure. Just it's applicable to rubric. And, you know, like what you're doing, it should be fine too.
Exactly.
Yeah.